Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Corey Stoops, and Kirk Homringhouse. They're going to be here to talk about the Community Expo. It's going to be a great time. You knew it as the Nonprofit Expo from the last couple of years, but they've kind of switched it up, the name a little bit. Sunny skies right now, high near 17, and then woof. Clinets is just how they say it on the weather service. Woof.
It's ridiculous. That's the word.
There you go. We're not allowed to say anything but ridiculous. Cloudy tonight with a low near 10 below, and then partly cloudy with a high near 16. All right, Kirk, forget all this other stuff. How do you deal with this cold weather, buddy?
I stay indoors as much as possible. And
wear a spiffy scarf, I see that.
Spiffy scarf, yep. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you very much. Mm-hmm. And we were fortunate enough, we've slid into the condo life in November, which requires no shoveling and salt and everything else. And that was, as it turns out, a good move.
What do you care? You always sent your wife out to do it anyway. Hey, come on now. Don't
what,
act
that's
like
wrong?
It.
You're saying that's wrong?
Don't act like you were the one out there pushing a shovel.
But the benefit is she doesn't come back and complain about it, because so that's off the table now. But
No.
Now the focus is on you, which may be worse.
Yeah, so don't send letters to me, everybody.
I do like the scarf. I'm assuming she picked that out?
Actually, it was a gift for some other friends. Some fellow Rotarians gave it to me because they thought my other scarf was unattractive. Well, so, yeah, but it's soft and warm, and I keep it on there all the time because I'm cold all the time. I'm 70.
Anyway, thin blood. Yeah. Corey, real quick before we get into this stuff, Licking County Warming Center, we talk about it all the time. We like to get the word out, but boy, I got to imagine last couple of weeks, that has been very busy.
It's been a record-breaking year in terms of activation as well as terms of guests that they've had. So the cold weather certainly is impacting people, but especially those who, you know, don't have a warm bed all the time to stay in. So definitely spread the word that the Warming Center is activated again through this weekend. I think they're on a 10-day stretch of activation, which has never happened before. And so they're serving a lot of folks, but that takes a lot of resources. So if anybody's interested in volunteering, that's the real big need right now. You can go to unitedwaylc.org. Visit our volunteer hub there. We do coordinate the volunteering for that. So you can visit our website or give us a call at 345-6685. Emma will get you taken care of and signed up for a slot. I do know they're also tend to be looking for different types of donations. So if you've got some items, whether they are hand warmers, you know, coats, boots, some of that stuff, I think they got plenty of donations for, but coffee cups, other things like that, too, go through it. So best to definitely call in and check.
Maybe recently replaced scarves.
Yes. Right, yeah. I hear. Yeah, some last season scarves
can't
might
have enough
be available.
Scarves. Actually, I've got a bunch of socks.
Yeah, and Kirk, you probably got a couple snow shovels now that you don't need that, too.
I do.
Yeah.
And a snowblower, and you know.
Yeah. You better ask his wife first.
Yeah. She might.
Yeah. No. Hey, she doesn't have to do it now, so it's all good.
They're probably already worn to her
and
shape
of
her
salt.
Hand anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, look at Corey taking shit. You want a job in radio?
Spot on today. I love it.
I'm so glad I came today.
That's what I was about to say. You sure you want to be here, Kirk?
That's all right. I can take it.
Well, last time we had you in, you had the unenviable job of
easy for
doing,
you to say.
You got that right, radio guy, of doing characters of Joel and I. So this is a little bit better.
Yes. No, that was really good fun. I think it came out okay. I still got the picture in my phone right now. It's one of my favorite shots of you two. I don't know if I really captured the moment, but yeah, that was a good event. That was a good event, too. We're really fortunate. We've been able to do some good things.
All right. You talk about great events. Again, it's now known as the Community Services Expo. We used to call it the Nonprofit Expo, but folks are wondering, Kirk, what are we talking about? Or Corey, when are we talking about? What's it going to take place? All those good things. He doesn't want to talk, so you
I
tell
know,
him.
Yeah. Well, you know. First of all, we felt that the name Community Services Expo communicated a little bit better what a lot of the organizations are. Obviously, service organizations. Nonprofit, even though in our world, working in the nonprofit, we know what that means. But a lot of folks don't understand the breadth of organizations that are nonprofits. So we've got a really great lineup of exhibitors at this event. It's taking place just about a week and a half on February 11th. It will be at the YMCA in Newark at the Mitchell Center from 4 to 6:30 p.m. There's just a huge range of organizations that are there. So if folks are looking for ways to volunteer, if you are looking to see what services are available, we have everything from organizations that serve kids to public safety, healthcare, mental health, just all kinds of things. There are some recovery organizations. There are just all types of things. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to even just learn what's available out there. A lot of networking happens. And again, looking for volunteer opportunities, looking for places to donate or get engaged. We've gotten a lot of feedback over the years that attendees who work for some social service agencies have been able to make connections for their clients. So it's really just a fabulous event. And it's a great opportunity to find out what's out there and how you can help.
So when you people say nonprofit, maybe give us some examples of maybe, oh, I didn't know that was a nonprofit. Would it be, talk a little bit about those that will be there that maybe some folks didn't even think about.
Yeah, well, nonprofit includes a lot of organizations. We also kind of lump public organizations in there. So we have government, entities there. So like juvenile court has signed up, sheriff's office. We also have faith-based organizations that are there. Those are included in nonprofit world. You think of places like Job and Family Services, Ohio Means Jobs. All of those types of places are nonprofits. And then, you know, you have your more kind of typical public charities, United Way, Mental Health America, also healthcare organizations. So it's a really wide range of things.
Mm-hmm. Kirk, how'd you get involved in this?
Well, this was something that I was inspired by being a member of Rotary. We have had, it's our tradition to have speakers at every meeting. And over the breadth of the first year or so, I got to learn more about the community service agencies in our community that I didn't know, even though I've been in the community for a million years and doing volunteer work forever. And I thought, you know, this is an under, perhaps, promoted aspect of a wonderful aspect of our community. Licking County is very generous. These service people that do the hard work every day, these are the people that are in the trenches. Greater love hath no man than to give their life for a friend, and these people strap it on and do it every day. And we're talking people with mental health, as Corey mentioned. And we wanted to celebrate the police, fire, everybody that's working for the community. And along with everything that Corey said, we wanted to use this as an opportunity to celebrate the people who are doing this work for our community, to get them all in one room and have everybody have opportunity to, if nothing else, come by and say thank you and put a face with the institution that they hear about doing these things. They'll see friends that they already know in the community involved that they hadn't known about before. And I think that's one of the things that we really wanted to do. And so I thought this would be a great thing to have happen. And lo and behold, United Way came and spoke, and we started talking about it, and they're already working on it. And we felt like this is something we could really get behind. And so Newark Heath Rotary has signed on to sponsor the event. This will be our third year. We think it's just an impactful, powerful event. We're especially excited this year, too, because I'm president of Newark Heath Rotary, and we have the district governor's going to be coming down, and the assistant district governor's going to be coming down to the event, so we're really excited. So,
and you talk about put your money where your mouth is. Literally, Joel, they're putting their money where their mouth is. Right. Go ahead.
Well, while we're here, I just wanted to go ahead and give Corey our check for $2,000 as sponsor of the event. We are so proud to be a part of this. We're proud to be associated with the United Way. The theme for Rotary this year is Unite for Good, and we feel like when we can partner with great agencies, we can do great things for the community, and our mantra is service above self, and nobody speaks to that more than United Way and the service people, community service people we are honoring on the 11th. So,
Well, we are extremely grateful for the support of Newark Heath Rotary and the time and effort and all of, I mean, Kirk has been a number one all-star volunteer because not only has he been engaged with this, but he learned about what was happening. And we meet every week, and he is dedicated to that. And so it's just been really great. But the impact that this backing has and the ability for all of us to come together and amplify that is pretty special, I think.
Oh, Kirk, if you want to hand out any more money, I know Joel and I, being in radio, we'd be more than happy to accept that.
So we're kind of covered for the year. Thanks. Just saying, but we do try to participate in as many events as possible. We're not a big club, Newark Heath Rotary.
Remind folks how many and when and time you meet. Thinking about it.
Yeah, well, Newark Heath Rotary has 40 members, so we're not huge, but we're mighty. And we meet at the Newark Station. We've just moved in there, and it's worked out very well. At the Earthworks Cafe at Newark Station. We meet on Thursday mornings from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We would love to have guests come. We're trying to grow our membership. And it's just a great place to, you know, to interact with some of our local business people and hear a little bit more about what's going on in the community and some of the other things. Now, we're part of, if I may, mm-hmm. We're part of Rotary International, which is a philanthropic organization that has been in existence since 1905, 1.4 million neighbors and members. We have more countries as members of Rotary than the United Nations. And so, and it is dedicated to service above self, as I mentioned. We do a number of things around the world and in the local community, including promoting peace and addressing humanitarian issues. So we would love to have people that were interested and like-minded would like to join us. And the big thing I want to mention is, again, talking to the United part of it. This is something I can't emphasize enough, that our group is a diverse group of people. We come from different perspectives on a lot of different things, but what happens in Rotary is really kind of a miraculous sort of thing, that people come together, we find common ground, and we work together to make things better. And that's the focus of our organization, and it's an example, I think, that this sort of things can happen. And so I know that times are rather contentious, but this is a place where we find the common ground and focus on that and try and make a difference. So That's my Rotary long 35 floor elevator speech.
Real quick, how was that first meeting? I'm sure you were impressed.
The
1905.
1905? Okay, I got a great story for you.
Oh, so, Lord, here
real
we
quick.
Go.
Okay, real quick. So my dad was born in 1905. So he became a Rotary member. It's 60 years later. He was a Rotary member out on Long Island when we were living out there. And I knew this, but I wasn't really sure. And so I did a little research when I was going to be president in 2025. Well, turns out that was 1965, and he was president of his club on Long Island. And so that was 60 years apart each time. And so that's kind of our history, and that's what got me interested in being in Rotary, was because of that legacy. And it's an extraordinary organization, but yeah, I'm 70. It's been just a miraculous thing for me, really life changing experience. The thing that's great about it is it associating, we get to meet our friends in a united way and work with them, and it magnifies your ability to have a positive impact on the community as being part of these organizations like Kiwanis, Lions. I mean, these clubs are really important to our community, and I think it's just a privilege to be part of all.
Well, and legacy, you know, you talk about those things and what that means and just the enthusiasm you have there. I mean, you can see Corey react to that, and you know, people gravitate toward that. And it seems right now that, you know, people of that 20 to 35 range are kind of down with helping out their community. I mean, there has been kind of this groundswell of, you know, whether it's, you know, I learned in school, I got to have some community service hours, whether it's just mm-hmm. part of education, or, you know, that generation in the middle that kind of imparted like, hey, if you want things to be better, get off your butt and do something.
Well, and I think participation and involvement is really, really important. And I think for a lot of the younger people, these days, we talk about how great time-saving and everything else, this thing in my hand, that's a phone, makes life easier. No, young people today, I look at them, their work is 24/7. They're never off duty. They're always busy. So for them to be able to find time to do it, plus if they're upwardly mobile in their positions, their circumstances change, and of course, you know, the C word, COVID. Has impacted a lot of people because a lot of people put their head down or focusing on, you know, gathering their loved ones close behind them and let's just get through this thing, and they haven't been able to step out yet. But I will say, I think that when you look at the Licking County community, all across the board, I think we have some really powerful groups of people who volunteer and step up and do the best they can. We could certainly stand to talk about it a good bit more in schools and things like that and make it part of the curriculum. I don't disagree with that at all. But yeah, and I think opening doors for these people to come in, the young people to join, because some of these clubs, you know, a lot of them are older, and they're, again, I'm 70, and so I'm probably not going to be quite as busy as I have been, but. Well, then again,
well, we know
I doubt
you're not
that.
Shoveling.
Yeah. No, I'm not shoveling. Well, I'm shoveling, but not.
And on that, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Corey Stutz, and Kirk Homeringhaus. They're here to talk about the Community Service Expo taking place Wednesday, February 11th. Kirk's just here to take abuse. I can tell that right now.
This is the only place that happens?
You are correct, my friend. This is where he comes to feel good. See?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
Oh, my. Sunny skies this morning, clouds this afternoon. Be ready for some cold temperatures tonight, low near 10 below. And then tomorrow morning, Joel and I will be out at Buckeye Lake Winterfest for their kickoff at 6 o'clock in the morning. You guys want to come out and join us for that?
It's all good.
I think I got something, actually.
Wait, something just came up. No, it's a great event.
I predict a record-setting crowd.
Yeah, he thinks that we'll have a big crowd. I think there'll be a lot of cars there, right, but people are going to sit in their cars and watch the fireworks. Now, be honest. Would you come out if it was 10 below?
I don't know. If I was really into it, I would probably make an effort.
Okay.
I actually did the Benny the Bass logo for it.
Really?
Years ago. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. 100 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Lisa Stewart was heading up the thing. And yeah, that was a long time ago. It's a great event, but 10 below. I'll be honest.
It could have the opposite, though, because I can see it's like a challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go out. It's super cold. Mm-hmm. And people have been cooped up, you know, a week and a half now at this point.
Good call.
So it's a good opportunity to get out. And it is a great event.
So
it's
super
fun.
So you're going to join us on the pontoon tomorrow morning, Corey?
As much as I would love to, I have to shovel actually at home.
At the Homery House.
No, you don't. That's the beauty of it.
Well, he's on his game this morning.
Yeah, isn't he? Callback alert right there. That's awesome.
Let's get back to the Community Services Expo. And can you still take vendors, or are you guys okay?
Yeah, we still have a few spots left. It is pretty full, but we can certainly accommodate more. There's a link if you are interested in being an exhibitor and signing up for a booth. There is a link on our website, unitedwaylc.org. If you go to our events page, you can find the Community Services Expo, and it'll link you right to the forum there.
Corey, how important is it for the United Way to kind of be that facilitator to say, hey, wait a minute, we always hear this duplication of services. We don't, you know, if you're going to get it here, where are you going over here for it? So how important is it for the United Way to kind of keep everybody, like, so to speak, in a bubble where you can say, this is where you go, this is for this? I mean, is that something
I think that's pretty central to the work that we do. Because of our position in the community, we are kind of that in-between. Not just between social service agencies and nonprofits, but with local government and with the private sector, with our local businesses and our community. So that's a big part of our process when we're evaluating partnerships throughout the rest of the year, as well as making sure who's doing what, where are we going to throw our effort, because duplication of services isn't always a bad thing, because a lot of times organizations might be doing the same thing, but they're serving different populations. So we just want to make sure that, you know, everybody has access to these things. But that is one of the things that we look for, is making sure, how are we working together? It kind of goes back to, you know, that community collaboration aspect, because if folks are working together and knowing, you know, who's doing what where, then they can direct their energy somewhere that maybe isn't being served. So it is a very important aspect of mm-hmm. what we do.
And you talk about, like, you know, maybe there's a hole, maybe there's a group that isn't being served. Do you see that from the 35 mm-hmm. floor view of things right now? I mean, are there places like, hey, if you're thinking about this kind of work, maybe nudge you a different direction?
Yeah, there are certainly, I mean, in a lot of different ways, there's always groups of people who need resources that maybe they have a hard time getting. Maybe that's just that they don't know about them and they're available. That's another one of our goals, is just promoting what is available in the community, because there's always kind of a barrier for some people to even know what they have access to. So, but we see also, you know, one thing is that a lot of the services that are available, we have a lot of services that are available in Licking County. So many of them are central to Newark, though. So folks that live out in Western Licking County, there's not as many things out there. So we kind of advocate for making sure that services kind of cross that Newark barrier mm-hmm. out into, you know, Pataskala mm-hmm. and Johnstown area, just so that everyone out there has access to service. And there have been a lot of leaps made, especially with transit expanding their service network and getting people connected, whether it's for jobs or healthcare or whatever. So there's progress and we're making work, but there's always going to be folks who need something that they don't have access to. So we're always, I don't even know how many community meetings monthly. And that's one of the big reasons, is just so that I can be informed who's doing what, who's serving whom, where are they doing it, so that then we can take that information back to our other partners or say, hey, we've got a gap here. We need someone who's willing to step in and do this. Mm-hmm.
And that really touches on an important part of why the exposition exists, I think, too. And all of this is important. It's because, in my opinion, one of the things that got this going is there's so many great programs out there that people don't know about. You know, not for lack of trying to get the word out. It's just that people don't know about it. Our family, specifically, had an experience where my granddaughter, we thought, possibly might be on the spectrum. But we didn't know what to do. And so the Board of Developmental Disabilities, our friends told us to reach out to them, Corey and others, and so we did. Well, that was a life-changing thing for her, because she was nonverbal, no eye contact. Well, she's going to be going to kindergarten next year. Mm. So I think, you know, we can't say enough that how important these services are and the wonderful impact they can have on people, the volunteers that do it. And that's the biggest thing, I think, for me, is the expo, is having people just come, walk through, find out what's out there. If they're curious, learn more about what's going on. And we do that at Community Partners Council on a monthly basis. Importantly, we have an important talk once a month that informs the public about some of these services that are available. And this is something that we have to, I think, do maybe a better job, all of us, elevating the accessibility to understanding the community what these services are. In addition, I will also mention it's 2-1-1 day. So we're going to be featuring them at the event as well. And so all these things tie together about informing the public, knowing and understanding what these services are and what's available out there. 2-1-1 does a great job. It's a personal thing of mine that I think has a lot of potential. So that's really, I think, what the expo can do. And so I think everybody out there that doesn't know all the services that are available out there, but actually just want to come in and say thank you to the local police and fire and find out potentially about a career. And just to walk through, it's free, and find out, you'll be amazed how much you learn and how many of these programs. When you see all those tables out there, you think, whoa, that's a lot going on in this community that's positive and supportive. And that in and of itself is a high from the event. Mm-hmm. It really, it's cool. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and we've only got a fraction of the, you know, we can only fit so many. So we have around 50 organizations involved. And that's, you know, there's so many out there that are working together. And I think the collaboration part of it, though, is just so important for us, because we can only accomplish so much on our own. But it's when you make those connections that then you can really get something incredible done. So that's kind of the spirit of the event.
Well, we should get Kirk a little bit more enthused about this thing.
I've been trying, but, you know.
He mentioned the Community Partners Council. Real quick, talk a little bit about that and what you folks are trying to do, like you said, Kirk said, on a monthly basis.
Yeah, yeah. Community Partners Council is really, it's kind of my pride and joy. It's something that we dedicate a lot of time to. It is an event that we've been having it for years. It grew out of things that we would put on specifically to our funded partners, so to those organizations that receive funding from United Way. And over the last several years, it's grown into something that's open to the public. So we have a monthly forum where usually there's a panel discussion. It's about a different topic every month. And then we get together with those panel of experts. We have brunch and we have a conversation about whatever the topic is. So next, we don't have one in February because of the expo, but next month in March, we'll be talking about reentry. So we have folks talking about reentry services, what that is. If you're not familiar with reentry, that, you know, those are folks who are reentering society after incarceration and the services that are available to them. I mean, some of those folks, they are tireless and they just do really, really incredible work. So we're excited to feature that. Later in the year, we'll be having a discussion about home court. The topics really range. I mean, they're just about everything. And it's a great time to learn. It's completely free. Happens the second Wednesday of the month from 10 to noon. There's free brunch, lots of networking, learning. You have the opportunity to ask questions of these folks. So I think it's a unique time to really be able to engage. I mean, how often do you get to, first of all, even, you know, most folks don't get to meet or know some of these folks behind the organizations that are doing this work, but then you get to ask them questions, you get to learn directly from them, and it just is a really, really great opportunity. So I think we've been doing it for years. We went to a monthly basis probably three or four years ago, and it's been really successful.
And you meet in your new offices, correct?
We actually meet at Licking County Aging Program. Right. Yeah, so we meet at Licking County Aging Partners out on East Main Street. They're super welcoming and accommodating, great space. Again, free. You can find more information on our website if you're interested in what those upcoming topics are. They're very diverse. I mean, we're always trying to think of what's relevant and interesting.
Learn something every time I go. Every time I go, things I didn't know before, and connecting with people or aspects that I just had no idea about. So, and then the council itself, we're always looking for people to get on board. You know, that diversity, bringing that in there, different perspectives on these things and stuff like that is always beneficial. So,
yeah,
think about that.
Again, throw out the date, the time, and where for the Community Expo.
Yep, it is coming up on Wednesday, February 11th from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. It will be in the Mitchell Center Gymnasium at the YMCA in Newark at 470 West Church Street. And it is free, open to the public. You don't have to register. You can just show up. If you are interested in being an exhibitor, there are still some spots left for that. That does require registration. You can find that on our website at unitedwaylc.org.
Kirk, before I get you out of here,
what?
Give me your Super Bowl pick.
Super Bowl pick. Yeah, the Seahawks are monsters.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, I think the Patriots, they have the pedigree. They'll put up a big fight. But I'm going to lean into the Seattle quarterback having getting the monkey off his back kind of thing.
Are you Super Bowl guy? Will you sit and watch the whole thing?
No. I've been, but...
You've been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I've been.
I know it wasn't a Brown Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't play. No, it was not a Brown Super Bowl.
I didn't play.
Yeah, and it was enjoyable. But no, I mean, I'll watch a good bit of it. I watched the Bengals all the way through. That, bless their hearts. But I don't even do the commercials that much anymore. But I think it's going to be good. I think it's a great season seeing new faces in the Super Bowl. Should be a lot of fun. So halftime will be cool. So yeah.
Yeah, there guys. I was joking with Joel. Some guy named Bunny's going to be on. I'm like,
Bad Bunny.
Okay, thank you. See, at least Kirk knows it.
Heck yeah,
Dave's
man.
Like that Bunny guy.
That Bunny guy. That's not his name, but that's okay. But
that's how he's known in the Donny household.
He is.
That's exactly.
Yeah, when his wife isn't shoveling.
You ought to know how you're known in the Donny household, Kirk. I saw
this is radio now. Okay.
I didn't say that.
Calm down.
Are we out of time? No.
As a matter of fact, we are. Again, Kirk Holinghouse, I appreciate it coming in, talking about the Community Services Expo, and Corey, everything you do at United Way, we thank you so much. Again, it's going to be taking place on Wednesday, February 11th from 4 to 6:30 at the YMCA Mitchell Center. Be sure to check it out.